buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots, this is the second half of my interview with Bob Griswold from Ready-Made Resources. Enjoy the show. Another thing I think that we have to think about now is you mentioned that besides the high-profile attacks against law enforcement in Texas and Louisiana, we also had shootings in Tennessee, Georgia, and Missouri. At some point—
Now Louisiana.
Yeah.
Louisiana's had been added to it.
Right, yeah, and that was one of the high-profile ones. At some point, if we were to have multiple shootings in one day that were a coordinated attack, and per se this happened on the course of a couple of days, I think at some point the military steps in and says, okay, that's it, we're shutting it all down, and we go under martial law, and whatever supplies you've bought and you've stored up in your house, that's what you have.
Yes, and again, you go through supplies a lot quicker. This is the thing, you know, I'm in business, and my prices, I want to remain competitive so I can stay in business. But at the same time, a lot of these food supplies out there, put it this way, there's people selling food on TV, and they call it a serving. Well, serving's not a meal. And a serving might just be 150 calories. So it's very, very deceptive. You have to pay attention. If the grid goes down and you're having to do manual labor for your existence, where your desk job has disappeared and you've got to really maybe do some gardening or splitting firewood or whatever you're having to do to become more in a more rural adaptation to life, your calorie count can go from 1,800 to 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 easily. And so... A lot of these people have bought these 7-year packaged food supplies. Believe me, you'll eat it up in a year. It's just that much. You're going to go through that many calories. And, you know, keep in mind, you know, it's just not drinking water. You need potable water for, you know, cleaning yourself and hygiene. So you really need to try to develop a source for getting as much water as you can. Always have the ability to filter it. Somebody tells me all the time, well, if I put the bleach in the water, was it okay? I say, yeah, it's okay, but still filter it. You can't afford to get sick in that situation. You can't afford to get that. But, again, I want to get back to the thing what I think is so important, and this is communication. What are you going to do when you turn your cell phone on and nothing happens? Or if you go to the Internet and you try to message somebody and nothing happens? Because again, under martial law, those things are totally realistic scenarios. Social networking is one of the greatest tools of terrorism has today, have been able to mass manipulate mob crowds very, very quickly. And so, you know, you're going to want to be able to, prevent that, and the government ways of preventing it is turn your cell phone down, turn them off, so the social media doesn't work. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got family across town, your wife's at work, you're at work, your kid's at school. What do you do? How do you find out? Do you have a plan? Have you developed a plan of what to do in those situations? And again, every plan would be different, but I would definitely try to come up with a reasonable plan. And with that, I want to just discuss some things real quick. And this is the communication. This is why I'm telling people, without calm, you don't have anything. It's like I also say, without night vision, you can only protect yourself half the day, because the other half, the creepy crawlies come out and you can't see them. But with communication of the right kind, you can actually talk for a while and communicate with people 20, 30 miles away, 50 miles away. So if you live in a city where you might work 25 miles north and your wife works 25 miles south and your kids are 25 miles to the east and in a school, you can communicate with all of them. And so I just want to really quickly go over it. There's basically, you know, you got about 5 different types. We already mentioned CB. And there's also something called MERS radio, and that means multi-use radio. It operates at about 150 to 154 megahertz. It's a short distance. Let me just say this. Every one of those radios you see in Walmart, Cabela's, Dick's Sports Academy, whatever, say 35 miles. It's a lie. They won't go that far. Never. I don't think in the history of the world one's ever traveled that far on Earth. Now, if I was communicating maybe to a plane 5 miles up, maybe. Atmospherics have to be perfect. Radio works on line of sight, so the curvature of the Earth is 17 miles. So if I'm walking away from you, Mark, in North Dakota where it's flat as can be, it's not flat. I walk over the horizon at 17 miles. The radio doesn't reach me. So all that 36 miles, 40-mile range is poppycock. It doesn't work. You're going to find out those radios work a couple of miles at most. If you have mountains, buildings, whatever, you're going to work a couple hundred yards. So when you deal with the MERS radio, and those are what Dakota Alert thinks that operate on those frequencies, the lower the frequency like that will transmit further. And so that's a little bit better than what most people have. Most people have GRMS, General Mobile Radio Service, and that's a higher frequency. That's in the UHF band, which is, 460 megahertz. That's could even be worse. That frequency won't travel as far as MERS will travel. And so these people who have bought these radios, I just challenge you, go get them. You stay at home, have your husband get in his car and start driving away from the house. You mark where you lose communication. I bet it's under a mile. Not very encouraging to people, but it's probably under a mile. And if you get any further than a mile, it's going to really get sketchy as far as, hearing and a lot of static. If you have a piece of property and you do have a retreat and you're using it on your retreat, they will work fine. Midland makes an excellent radio. We sell them. They're waterproof. They use about 23 different channels, and you have, depending on how what radio you have, different security codes so that you can have channels that you default to. And very similar to that is the FRMS. And so people that have bought these radios, Mark, that think they're going to use them during Teotihuacan to get in touch with people, you're not going to do it. There is a way to do it, and it takes a little bit of work on your part, and I think it's work that is very, very beneficial, and that is to get your ham radio license. When I took my radio license, I took both two modules. I took the technicians, which is the entry level that gives me access to the UHF and VHF frequencies. That's handheld radios. And then I took the second one, which allows me to use shortwave, shortwave or HF gives you the ability to talk to people around the world. You will need a ham radio license to do this. And let me just say this also for those who say, well, I've got a radio and I'll just use it when time comes. No, you won't. And I'll tell you why. You won't use that any more than I would be able to figure out a Rubik's Cube in about 30 seconds. I just haven't practiced. You need to practice with this. You need to know how to use it. There are people that will be operating on these frequencies, and if you start operating on them, they know how to chime you out and turn, make it so you cannot communicate. They'll block you. And so, but if you've got your radio license and you start talking and you get to know these people that are on these frequencies, you can do it. Now, we're faced the same question, Mark. Well, they work on line of sight, right? Yeah, most of them are 5 watts. They work on line of sight. So that building, that building stops that radio signal. So how do I transmit 30 miles to reach my wife if the grid goes down with a radio? Well, as a ham radio operator, I have a benefit, and that is something called a repeater. A repeater is nothing more than an amplifier that is sitting up on top of some building or tower. So if it's 100 feet in the air, guess what? I all of a sudden have line of sight because that antenna is a lot higher up in the air. So I've gained my line of sight. So just like for me right now, I'm 25 miles away from the repeater in Sweetwater, Tennessee. I live in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. So I can reach out to that repeater that I use frequently with my call sign, and then it'll go into that repeater at my power, but the repeater puts it back out at a much higher altitude. So again, there's that line of sight thing at more power. So it magnifies the power. And so therefore, all of a sudden, I can communicate with people up to about 100 miles away. And that's what does it. Now, somebody will say, yeah, but if the power goes off, the repeater goes down. Not necessarily. Most repeaters, because they provide emergency service, for natural disasters. Ham radio has several different, you would say them, say like clubs. I'm not, it's not the exact word, but different groups within ham radio that actually provide emergency services during a natural disaster. Most repeaters are battery backed up. Now, again, if it's an EMP, yes, it could shut it down. But if it's somebody hacks the grid and turns the power off, that repeater is usually battery backed up, something that's going to last 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the usage. So, you know, when grid goes down and I call in with my radio signal, I'm Kilo Mike 4, Indy Echo Quebec, that's my call sign, and I call into there, and my wife's up in Knoxville, which is 60, 70 miles away, she can hear me, and I can talk to her when the cell phone goes down. Because you know what I'd be like, Mark, if my wife was around in some major disaster, if my wife was not around and I knew she was up in Knoxville, you know what? You know the panic? I mean, I would have. That's really.
Yeah, it's unfathomable.
It's not a very good feeling.
Yeah, and you're probably just going to be making bad decisions at that point and getting yourself trouble.
Mark, excellent point, because that was what I was going to say next. I'm going to start making bad decisions. I'm going to go leave and try to find her. Now, the odds of me finding her is like needle in a haystack finding her, but it's not going to happen. But I'm going to start making very, very bad decisions where if I could call her and use that repeater and she calls back and says, honey, I'm here, I'm heading home right now, and I'd say turn your CB radio on, make sure I would not come home the interstate. The interstate's going to get packed real quick. It'll be a choke point. We have several routes. We know how to get home back ways. Get on those back roads and come home that way. She'll have a couple hours after it before people start figuring out something serious has happened and people start, I mean, the loons come out pretty quickly and you want to be off the road by that point. And so with ham radio, it gives me the ability to do that. And so I would strongly recommend people look into that. The two quasi-government agency things are called ARES, A-R-E-S, which means Amateur Radio Emergency Service. And there's one, RACES, and that is Radio Amateur Civilian Service. Those are quasi-government agencies that can actually fall under Homeland Security. Now, you might not want to talk a lot on, but you can listen. You can listen to what's going on. And that's better than what you get to hear on trucker radio or, you know, redneck radio, CB radio, whatever you want to call it. You're not going to hear anything on there except for panicked people and a lot of conjecture. But with my ham radio license, even without it, I can still listen to that. Another thing, my son and I went through the weather course that NOAA offers, and we became certified weather spotters. And so I can actually listen to people on that are calling in maybe inclement weather. If I called into NOAA and I gave my call sign, they'd look me up and say, well, he's passed through the course. He probably knows what he's talking about. And I say, I see a wall cloud. A wall cloud's indicative of a tornado. They're going to pay a lot of attention to that. Much more than if I just called on the phone going, I think we got a tornado going on. That happens all the time. And really, quite frankly, the guy on the other end of the phone is wishing he hadn't picked it up, you know. Ham radio provides a service, and I think it's absolutely the blind spot in preppers thinking. Preppers, preps. It's the blind spot. We bought a $50 pair of radios from Walmart, and we think we got that box checked, and you do not. You absolutely do not, and I cannot stress it enough. As I was telling you, Mark, and I'm going to make a little advertisement here, we put a package together that's been very popular. We offer the brand is called Anytone. Anytone's are really one of the highest-rated radios. They're dustproof and water-resistant. And I want to point out, the difference between an amateur radio, UHF, VHF, and one of the MERS or GRMS or FRS radios, the antennas on those radios are fixed. You can't take them off and change them. Now, a lot of people might not know this, but what I do with the antenna can drastically change the amount of transmission range and reception range that I have on a radio. Nice thing about UHF, VHF, amateur radio is that I can put a huge antenna on that thing. I can just unscrew the antenna and put a large antenna on it, and then all of a sudden, my distance goes out a lot further. Imagine if I was using that radio and I was having to hump it home. And in my backpack, I have we sell a portable Yagi antenna, which is like a little one of those antennas people used to all use that are my age, that for, you know, television signals that used to be outside with the different size elements on it pointing in a certain direction. Right. But we sell a military grade one, And imagine if I'm hiking home and I unscrew the antenna on my handheld radio and I have a sinker, like a fishing sinker, and on a piece of string, and I throw that over a tree limb that's 30 feet in the air. I tie that to the tie the string to the Yagi antenna, and I have a 30-foot cable, and all of a sudden I pull that antenna 30 feet up in the air with my 5-watt radio. What have I just done?
Yeah, you just increased your line of sight reception for
dramatically. Dramatically increased it. Yes. So that's some of the benefits of ham radio. So in bugging home situation or bugging out situation, ham radio gives you a tremendous advantage over any other radio. Now I'll say this. People say test. You have to take a test to get the ham radio license. Actually, you need to get a non-testing license for the GMRS radio. It's $10. You're supposed to get it. It's on your instructions. I don't know how many people do get it, but it's there. And you have to renew it every 5 years. Probably most people don't do it, but you do have to pass a test to get your ham radio license. We recommend a course called HamRadioLicenseExam.com. It is an excellent, excellent learning tool. It does cost something to take it, $25. To give people an idea, I had an 11-year-old boy, Joshua. He knew nothing about radio other than you push the button and talk into it, and you have to take the button off to hear the other guy talking. He went and took the test after using that module and got his ham radio license. In fact, he's the youngest ham radio license in our county. So he knew nothing. Now, I will admit he did what I call brute forced his way through some of the tests. He just, because it's a multiple guess test. There's 600 questions in a pool. You're given 30 questions on your test. So he just kind of memorized some of the answers and brute forced his way through it and passed it. And so you know, it worked. You know, at this point, I just want to tell people this. Keep this in mind, and I love this quote. The fastest way to turn a crisis into a total disaster is to lose your calm.
Wow, yeah.
And we just mentioned that. You know, it's a crisis when something happens. When I can't get in touch with my wife and my children, I don't know where they're at, then it becomes a total disaster. And then it's sleepless nights if they're not home that night because, you know, the creepy crawlies come out pretty quickly when the electricity goes off or something happens.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Following a crippling EMP attack against the USA, college student-turned-survivalist Danny Walker finally makes it to his secure rural location. No sooner does Danny arrive than he is given another petrifying prophetic vision of the chaos still to come. The country has been brought to its knees, and the thin veneer of civility has been torn to shreds by the savagery lurking just below the surface. Danny has survived the EMP, but will he live through the most vicious era in U.S. history? Buy Ichabod, Book 2 of 7 Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, from Amazon.com today in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition.
And those creepy crawlies, this is like, I mean, they're really coming out in force right now. And, yeah. You know, and I think that one of the things we're not thinking about for a lot of folks is, you know, projecting what's happening right now and kind of projecting that in the very near future. We had the Dallas police chief. He mentioned that the police are tasked with dealing with the drug problem, mental illness, poor education from public schools. He said 70% of the black population. I don't know if he was talking about Dallas or countrywide, but he said 70% of the black population is being raised by a single mom. And he called for society to chip in and help. But the only solution I see to those problems is bringing prayer and the Bible back into the school system. And I know we don't have anything like the political will to do such a thing right now. And even if we did, we wouldn't be able to affect the people that are already past the training stage.
Yeah. You know, I posted this today, and it's true for any people group, so it's just not a black thing. But in a black thing, it's epidemic. I said, I as a white man, can cure all of your problems by just one piece of advice. women, close your legs until you're married, and father, men, if you sire a child, marry the woman and raise the child. If that happens, and it doesn't matter what race group of people you are, if you're white and you just become the sperm donor and run away and leave some woman to raise a child, it's absolutely going to just not be a good thing for that child. Now, that doesn't mean God can't redeem it and doesn't redeem it from time, but in the vast majority of situations, that child is going to end up being a problem adult. But people don't want to hear that. They want to blame somebody and whatever else, and it just becomes easy to blame instead of saying, take personal responsibility, saying, I own this. You know, I grew up on a Navy SEAL base, Mark, and I tell you, as some of the lessons I learned there as a young child, and one of it is, you own it. Now, they didn't use that phrase back then, but if it went wrong and you were in any way, you owned it. You don't blame it on anybody else. You take responsibility for that situation, man up, and fix it. And I'm grateful I was raised with that type of mentality. And then as it became a Christian, and then you have, you know, the thing, you know, I can't blame somebody else for me being a sinner. You know, I'm a sinner because I'm a sinner. Not because Mark's a sinner. I'm a sinner because I am. And so, you know, it's just we have a whole generation of people who've been raised blaming other people, and it's just not black people anymore. You've fallen throughout, you know, my safe spaces. You hurt my feelings. All this junk we hear of just an absolute society that has come unraveled at the seams with no moral compass, guideline, no ability to withstand any type of pressure, stress, trial. They just go off whining somewhere. My gosh, we're at a juncture where these people are going to hit. They're going to be hitting it's not like a jet hitting the brick wall. It's like the Starship Enterprise at warp 10 hitting the brick wall. They're not going to even have a clue what to do when the music stops. But again, we're not to be those people. We're to be the people that keep our heads on. And that's the other thing. If I can keep my head on straight, if I can pull things together, I become an asset to my community, not a liability. I can sit there and take charge and say, this is what we can do. We can organize here. We can do that. Why? Because I've planned ahead. I have a plan. So again, you know, what I was mentioning earlier, we sell a package, and it's right on the front page. If you scroll down, it's under new products. There's actually two products there. One of them is two of the Anatone radios, two of the 17-inch antennas, so you can unscrew the little rubber ducky one off and put a 17-inch antenna, which doubles your gain, two spare batteries, two car chargers, two of the military-grade throat mics, because if you're out and about, or if you're driving, you don't want to have to hold the radio in your hand. You can use the push-to-talk function, and you can communicate, and you can do it quietly. So if you were out, let's just say you're having a bug home, and you don't want people hearing you, and you're talking to somebody, you can do that quietly with this military-grade throat mic that plugs in. So, it's two little receivers on your throat, and it has an earbud that goes in your ear. It also includes a repeater hand guide, and when you get that, we are giving away the course, which is normally $25. Well, if you purchase the package, we will email you the access code. So when you go to hamradiolicenseexam.com, you can type in that access password, and then all of a sudden that learning module opens up for you, and it's good for 2 years. So you can do that. It took me about 30 days to prepare for my license, each one, and I took one license, and then the next month when the radio club met again, I took my general license, and, I mean, I did pretty good. I got the questions all right, so it wasn't that hard. And Joshua got an 80 or something like that, so that's for somebody who knew nothing about amateur radio. So that's just some of the things about the benefit, Mark, of getting your amateur radio license. Again, I want to stress, this is a gaping hole in most people's preps. They think they have it covered. They do not understand the nature of what happens when comm breaks down. Don't be that person. This is a cheap $550 to do that. And there's also, for $149, if you want to get a little bit better, there's also a base, like a truck. You can put it in your car and just put a little antenna on your hood, and that runs off a 12-volt battery, and it's a 50-watt radio. So all of a sudden you go from 5 to 50 watts, and you can carry that around in your car. hook it up when you want to hook it up to and use it. But I strongly recommend people doing that. Now, if people do this and they want to go a little further, they can go and get their what's called high-frequency license. I have a studio, and in my studio is basically my amateur radio tower. If I turned on my, right now it's tuned into the Christian station, so I can hear, 9.395 megahertz, but it's something that it gives me the ability to listen and talk to people around the world. That's not as important. But if you do have somebody on this side of the country, the UHF, EHF won't go that far. If you have a HF radio license and you have a good receiver, I can easily – I was talking to someone last night in Idaho, and I'm in Tennessee. So give you an idea of what you can do with it. I talked to people with this in Australia, which is 12,500 miles away. I've talked to people in South America, down southern in Patagonia, which is southern Argentina and Chile. If you want to take it the next step further, you can get your HF radio license. I like it. It's a hobby. My son and I do. And that was the other thing, Mark. It was a lot of fun. Joshua and I did this together, my son. And, I took a picture when he held up his ham radio license he got, and it was issued to him. Boy, the beaming look on his face, because it was 11 years old. It was probably one of his first accomplishments that was notable. I'm a ham radio license operator now. And he held that little license up with a beam on his face. It was like I was a proud father, okay, good. So that's some of the things we can do. Now I want to address one more thing, and then we can maybe talk about something else if you want to. What I have here, Mark, I can send you a picture of this if you want, as we used Excel. I don't want to get on the radio and say, Mark, switch over to 130.375 megahertz, because then anybody who's listening to me can switch over to that frequency. But imagine if I did it on a spreadsheet where I had numbers on one side going down the vertical column, and on the horizontal column I had A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, whatever. And then in between I have a bunch of frequencies. So, Mark, if I told you I want to go to Foxtrot 26, you'd look at Foxtrot 26 and there's a frequency there.
Yeah, that's really smart.
All of a sudden, somebody's going to go, Foxtrot 26, what's he talking about? They won't have a clue what frequency I've gone to. Now, you can do this also with GMRS radios. You have 23... you asked me about the 23 channels, then you have security channels, so you can do this somewhat in between there, much more limited, because of the frequency combinations in UHF, VHF. It's literally just too many that somebody could, by happenstance, just jump to and get. It isn't going to happen. So it's something to think about that you can do that. And if somebody wants to see what I'm talking about, again, you have a vertical a column and a horizontal column, and then wherever those, Delta 13, Juliet 25, wherever they meet, there's a frequency in there. So if I told you, let's go meet on Juliet 25, you'd know exactly what frequency to switch over to. And again, I think we mentioned on a previous radio program, Mark, that I would never, I would develop a Microsoft Outlook. You can print off calendars or just go get some calendars from Walmart. And then on those calendars, each date, you would want to take each person that's in your group or meet close friends, and you would – or even put them on your cell phone. You'd want to have offset codes. I think we talked about that one time before, to where if I said, Mark, maybe at 1,400 hours next Tuesday, the two keywords on that, 1,400 hours and Tuesday, you would look and say Tuesday's not Tuesday. It's offset by 2 days, so it would be positive 2 days. So that means Thursday. And 1,400 hours would mean you'd see that it'd be minus 1.75. So you'd take 1.75 off 1,400 hours, and you'd realize we're meeting on Thursday at right around, noon. And so anybody listening to that, they're going to show up at a party that doesn't exist. Again, if you're using radio for any type of Teotihuacan post-collapse or emergency, don't ever use your names. Everybody in the family or your group should come up with a handle. By that I mean just a name you'll call yourself that nobody else would know what it is. You want to keep those handles pretty close to yourself, so if I call up and I speak to my wife and I don't call her Roxanne, don't want to do that, because all of a sudden you start giving that little bits of information away, start talking, which way you're going home, things like that. You can have a route. You can, if she's up in Knoxville, places she'll be, you could say take route two. You know, if fallback is to go to route one. Things you could, there's all different kinds of potentials you can do for to protect your OPSEC and your security in those situations. Case in point here, when my wife travels to Florida, she goes visit her parents down there. Every hour, she calls in and gives me the mile marker she's at. So if it's 2 o'clock, she'll call in and say, I'm on I-75, mile marker 168. And what that allows me to know is that if anything ever did happen, I would know approximately where she was at when something did happen. And so we, those are just security protocols we do follow all the time. And so when she leaves Knoxville, she'll call if she's up there, hypothetically, if she's up in Knoxville, which is about an hour drive home, she'll call and let me know she's on her way home. That way I know when to expect her. And if something happens along the way, you know, we can make changes in our plans. So.
Yeah. And I think that really, really good stuff. This is stuff that folks have got to get figured out right now, because you know, one of the things that all of that stuff that the police chief in Dallas mentioned of the cops just being overwhelmed prior to the attacks, Dallas was already having a mass exodus of police officers. I suspect that that's probably also we just. Happening in other departments, we're just not hearing about it because they weren't attacked, so their police chief isn't getting on the national stand to be able to talk about it. But I suspect that's happening all over, and that thin blue line that's keeping the creepy crawlies at bay is getting thinner and thinner and thinner.
They're underpaid, overworked. They're expected to be a minister, a prophet, a family worker, you know, a bad guy.
Drug
a
counselor,
negotiator, a diplomat,
psychiatrist.
Mean, it is really a very difficult job to do. I don't envy him. I'm my best friend, two best friends are officers, and my friend Mark, I rode with him many, many times in his patrol car in Florida, and oh my gosh, what a new perspective I gained just from sitting in that patrol car. And riding along with them. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, people look at you completely differently. And so they've got a very difficult job, and it's something I don't envy. And when really hell breaks out, and I don't blame them, they're not going to work. They're going to stay home and protect theirs.
Absolutely, because who's going to take care of their family if they go to work and try to police a neighborhood where they're not even wanted?
So, yes. So it is that thing that that we take for granted so many times, but it really is time right now to really look at our preps, really look at what we're doing, and to make those preps complete. If you do not have enough food, get your food. If you do not have enough water, and I mean by water, I mean enough for you and your wife, or your family, to have a couple gallons a day so you can brush your teeth and do some basic hygiene and drink the water, you better learn how you're going to do it. Again, communication. We've talked also about self-protection. I know this is a matter some Christians might have an issue with, but you know, we're going to have to come face-to-face with the fact that there are people out there that will hurt you and your family, and they will absolutely do things to you that are horrific. So, you know, you're going to have to address those issues and come to grips with those type of things. So it's a very perilous days we live in, Mark, and they're not going to get any better. We're going to see United States and the world get more and more, you know, uncivilized. We can see the spirit of lawlessness grow in magnitude, and so. You know, we're living in a very, very dangerous time, and we really, really need to get our everything in order.
And Bob, tell us again your website, and then tell us what's the best way to search for the AnyTone package that you talked about.
Well, it's right on the front page. If you type in AnyTone in the search engine, which is on the left hand side, you'll find it. But it's right on the front page. If you scroll down to new products, the same thing with that mobile unit. One last thing I'll mention, you know, is we talk a lot about night vision, but when you mix night vision and radio together, that is a dynamic package. It gives you such an advantage at night that somebody without it is going to have a very, very difficult time of doing anything to you that, that you don't want them to do to you. So I just strongly recommend people look into that. If they, you know, even if it's a group, one person get a pair of night vision, everybody get your comm together. Everybody get it. Because it will be that thing you will really wish you had it. When the cell phone goes off, when the internet goes down and your loved ones are about, or if as you're going through the crisis and somebody has to venture out, you can talk to them. So my website is ready-made resources, all one word, readymaderesources.com. I'm always available for conversation. If people have questions, they can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. So again, that's how you can get it. And, let's be the guys that you lead, and so that, again, Mark, I want to be a community. I want to be a service to my community too. That's part of it. If I can help provide some relief to my community to ham radio, I'll be glad to do it. So, just something to think about.
Bob, thanks again for making time for us today.
Yes, sir, and talk to you later.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.